He now lifts his glass of wine and proclaims in a loud voice.
לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר ולקלס, למי שעשה לאבותינו ולנו את כל הניסים האלו, הוציאנו מעבדות לחירות, ומשעבוד לגאולה, ומיגון לשמחה, ומאבל ליום טוב, ומאפלה לאור גדול, ונאמר לפניו, הללויה.
It is therefore our duty to thank, praise, lord, glorify, exalt, honor, and revere God, who wrought all these miracles for our fathers and for us. He has brought us forth from slavery to freedom, from bondage to deliverance, from sadness to joy, from mourning to a festival, and from darkness to a great light. So let us sing before him, Praise you, the Lord. The master of the house then puts down his glass of wine, and having told the story of the redemption from Egypt, we all sing the first part of the Hallel, the special psalms of rejoicing once recited by the Levites in the temple.
Hallelujah, Hallelu Abdi Adonai, Hallelu et Shem Adonai, Yehi Shem Adonai Meborach, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mebo'o, Mehulal Shem Adonai, Rahm al kol goyim Adonai, al hashamayim kevodo. Mik Adonai Eloheinu, amagbil hashabet, amashpil lirot, bashamayim u baaretz. Mekemi me'afar adal, me'ashpot yarim evyon, yoshibi im nidibim, im nidibe amo, moshibi akarat habayit, אם הבנים שמחה, הללויה.
Praise the Lord. Bless him, O you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down thereof, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who looks down low upon heaven and upon earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman into a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Betzet Israel mimitzrayim, bet Yaakov mehamloez, הייתה יהודה לקודשו ישראל ממשלותיו, הים רעב הינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור, הערים רקדו חילים, גבעות כבני צאן, מלאך הים כתנוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור, הערים תרקדו חילים, גבעות כבני צאן, מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוהי יעקב, אהוף אחי הצור הגממה,
We lift up the glass of wine and say,
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher ge'alanu v'ga'al et avoteinu mimitzrayim, v'ge'anu halayla hazeh le'echol bo matzah umaror. Ken Adonai Eloheinu v'elohe avoteinu, הגיענו למועדים ולרגלים אחרים הבאים לקראתנו לשלום. שמחים בבניין ערך וססים בעבודתך. ונאכל שם מן הזבחים ומן הפסחים, אשר יגיע דמם על קיר מזבחך לרצון. ונודה לך שיר חדש על גאולתנו ועל פדות נפשנו. ברוך אתה אדוני, Gaal Israel.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has redeemed us and our ancestors from Egypt, and has brought us even to this night to eat unleavened bread and bitter herbs. So may you, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, Enable us to enjoy in peace other solemn feasts and sacred seasons in the future, rejoicing in the rebuilding of your city and exulting in your service. Then shall we thank you with a new song for our deliverance and for the redemption of our souls. Blessed are you, O Lord, who has redeemed Israel. The second glass of wine is then drunk. Hands are washed for the meal to come, and we say the blessing,
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al nitilat yadayim.
The master of the house takes the three matzot in his hands and breaks off a piece of the upper cake, saying,
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. He then breaks off a piece of the broken middle cake of matzah. Holding it in his hand together with the piece of the upper cake, he says,
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al achilat matzah.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to eat unleavened bread. The master of the house then eats the two pieces together and gives a piece of the two cakes to all at table, who eat them after saying the two blessings for themselves. The master of the house takes some bitter herb, lettuce or chicory or horseradish, dips it into the haroset, and says,
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al achilat maror.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to eat bitter herbs. He eats it and gives some to all at table, who also eat it after saying the blessing for themselves. The master of the house breaks the third bottom cake of matzah. He takes a piece of it, together with some bitter herb, and dips it into the haroset, saying,
Zecher l'mikdash ki hilel hazaken de'amar al matzot umrorim yocholuhu.
We eat this to remind us of the practice of Hillel the elder, who put together a piece of the Passover lamb, the unleavened bread, and the bitter herb, to fulfill the exact commandment in the Bible. They shall eat it with the unleavened bread and the bitter herbs. Hillel was active in the first century, at the time when part of our present Haggadah was first committed to writing. We are now ready for the meal. It's customary to eat hard-boiled eggs with salt water before starting. Additional wine to the four glasses specified in the Haggadah may be drunk during dinner if required. After dinner, the children search for the hidden piece of matzah, the afikoman, and are rewarded with prizes when it is found. The master of the house takes the half of the middle cake of matzah set aside for the afikoman and gives a piece to everyone at table. It's eaten leaning to commemorate the Passover lamb. Nothing further may be eaten after the afikoman, as nothing further was eaten after the sacrificial lamb, so as to leave that as the last taste lingering in the mouth.
Yeah.